This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Forever!
That's Laundromat by Adrian Bagher off the album Grown Folks Business. That's courtesy of Tim Lintz's playlist for laundry. The treasure trove of wonderful laundry-related songs, devoid of any real genre or quality. But I think this song is a fucking banger. And, much respect to Adrian Bagher, if that's how you say his name. Welcome to the podcast For Laundry. I'm your host, Brett Davis. This is the only podcast that's meant to be listened to while you're doing your laundry. So pop in some turge, throw in some dirty clothes, because I will be your Karen as we row through the river Styx of laundry-related things. Currently it's about 3 a.m. Here at the LOL Comedy Club. I just got off stage, and thankfully my guest was down for a little late night conversation. Here's Stephen Castillo.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really bad at saying no to things.
Yeah, well,
and
good,
now
because
here.
Now we're gonna have a thing, you know. The past few episodes, I was kind of recording, you know, early in the day, you know, just didn't have a lot of energy. But, you know, you're getting me at prime time. I'm like, you know that feeling when you get off the stage, you got that rush, that adrenaline rush.
I'm just a little bit on edge because I've never been booked at the LOL Comedy Club.
I could talk to the owner. I could talk to Gary. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So I just don't know how to get in here, you know.
Well, it's you got some credits now. You're a writer for Sábado
Gigante.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a cool parenthetical.
Yeah.
You know, that's something when I'm
closer. Yeah.
You know, when I'm out there barking on the street, I could say, "See comedians from Saturday Night Live," right. And people really. Usually, I just say Comedy Central.
Right.
They give me the smock to where it's got the really old Comedy Central logo on it, and
right.
Like HBO logo, and
right.
I kind of, you know, calling people in and stuff.
How many people were you able to round up for your big show?
You know, that's the thing. They like me because I can round in, you know, the sort of real late night audience. I always perform at 2:30 a.m.
Yeah,
so I'm getting the audience that's like, you know, maybe had a few,
yeah, they're loosey goosey,
maybe saw a play, had a big dinner or something,
right.
They're like, you know, I guess I can see a comedy show,
right?
And I bring them in. I'm a laundrydian, so I go up there and I talk about, you know, doing laundry and stuff.
Yeah,
sort of like if Larry the Cable Guy talked about being a cable guy,
right?
But with a bit more of an edge,
yeah.
I feel like I'm,
and it kills, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm hanging out in the green room and stuff, and these guys are dropping F bombs and, you know, they're talking about all the, you know, pussy they pound, and, you know, I'm just trying to kind of fit in with that. So it's a little more harder edged, Londridian these days.
You got to stick with the times. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what people are looking for.
Yeah.
You know,
but people are looking to this podcast mm-hmm. for a little info about how you do your laundry. So what's your turge?
All right. So I hate what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I'm a little bougie.
All right. There's nothing wrong with being bougie.
And I use an app called Cleanly where somebody picks up my laundry mm-hmm. and does it for me. Is that bad?
Who is it?
Random people. It's Uber, basically. It's Uber for laundry.
Yeah, but I mean, Uber, you're just getting in a car.
Right.
Laundry, this is someone that's going through your personal items.
Yeah.
You don't even know what process they're using.
I don't.
Do you ask?
You know what? I've done it multiple times, mm-hmm. and I've never had my clothes folded so well. I don't really care. But I'm also like the type of person that doesn't have a passcode on my phone. So I don't really care about people knowing, you know,
well,
my privacy.
As a former, I owned a, it was sort of like a DIY, it was called Brett's Laundrette Deluxe.
Yeah.
Sort of DIY drop off from, you know, people that were maybe trying to be a little bit more discreet mm-hmm. and didn't want to just drop their stuff off at any old laundromat. You know?
Got it.
And, you know, also needed to get blood stains out and stuff. I think you get what I'm tapping right. my nose.
So that's the thing is I don't have blood stains.
Yeah. Well, you might.
The night you is might, young.
Yeah, the night is young.
2:30 in the morning.
It's about 3:10 now.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. You know, because what I like to do is I get off stage and I've got this, you know, the energy. And right. I like to kind of go out there. If you're hanging out in Times Square after 3 a.m.,
right.
you're looking for trouble.
Right.
So I'll just kind of walk out there and I'll be like, Are we doing this? Let's go.
You start beating people up in public and start fights?
Start fights, yeah. I don't go like sneak attack anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. That makes sense. I think if I was beating people up, I'd probably do my laundry myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the qualifier for you to do your own laundry.
Yeah. Or if like I lost my job and I became poor, you know.
Hey, let's hit the streets. All right, I'm gonna pack up my mic and we're just gonna, I guess, do a little remote recording.
All right, let's go.
All right, let me just grab my stuff. Why don't you describe what your laundry process would be if you did your own laundry and you weren't so bougie?
Even though somebody does do my laundry, there's still a process. Mm-hmm. Like I have a big blue bag. And I have to put all my clothes in that bag.
It's not rocket science, dude.
The thing is, I don't know, man. It can be difficult because they only come like in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a specific time. So so sometimes I'll be like hungover and it's like 8 o'clock in the morning and I get a call saying, hey, I'm outside and my clothes is all over the place.
Yeah.
So it is like a high pressure situation to make sure you get all the clothes in the big blue bag before this person comes mm-hmm. and you know and you look like a mess and the bag is heavy and you have to bring it downstairs. I mean, it's not as glamorous as it sounds.
Well, it seems like there's a You could maybe be doing this on your own schedule, not be beholden to the Cleanly Mafia.
You're right. Well, I mean, the thing is that my schedule is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So like I'm willing to pay the money to like, so I, because that what, how much time out of your day does laundry take?
It's like, well, I do it every day.
You do it every day. Right.
I've got this sort of white outfit that I wear on stage.
Right.
You know. As you might see, it gets a little dirty.
It does.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right, let's head down these stairs.
All right, okay. Let's go.
This is kind of crazy. I don't know if anybody records podcasts in the heart of Times Square.
Right.
But luckily, it's a little bit quieter now.
Right.
Yeah. All right. We're out.
Yeah.
So, So this is fun, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's, I mean, people are staring at us because we're holding big-ass microphones.
This is true, but, yeah. You know, if people stare at you, just kind of lock eyes.
Lock
eyes. Are we doing this? Right. Are we going to do, you want to put them up?
Right.
But you're probably, you know, you work on SNL, and it's a late-night sort of thing. You're probably experiencing, you know, at least Rockefeller Plaza, it's only a few blocks up.
Right.
Sort of a similar thing. You're in this area that's usually hustle and bustle.
Hustle and bustle, yeah.
But it's a little bit of a dead zone right now.
It is a little bit of a dead zone. It is crazy that all the lights are still, like, turned on. And, you know, you still see some people here. But I don't know, the demographics of people that are in Times Square are usually, like, people from the South.
Yeah.
Or they're from a different country.
Yeah.
There's usually nothing in between.
Well, what's great is there's no cultural barriers. There's no language barriers when you're in a fight,
right?
And you can kind of just like,
all right,
hey buddy, hey, you want to throw down? Hey, you want to throw down? Come on, put him up. Are we doing this?
Right.
Yeah.
He just started laughing.
Yeah. Well, you know, the joke's on him.
Joke's on him.
Because I'm off the comedy stage. I'm for real right now.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, man, let's... Hey, if you're down, I'm down to beat someone's ass.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Good.
Right? I've never done it.
All right, look at that. There's that old Indian man. Why don't you try to start something?
Hey, punk! Never mind. Now I got nervous.
Well,
he started looking at me, and I was like...
Yeah. I thought you'd have to yell a little louder because he has a hearing aid.
I did not see the hearing aid.
Yeah. Well, we'll find somebody.
We'll find. Yeah.
So your schedule's a little crazy.
Yeah.
You don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think this job might be a little stressful. The hours might be a little rough. What better way to therapeutically sort of decompress entering a laundromat? With the cacophony of cleanliness, the corridor of dreams, throwing in a load, just staring right into the glass.
I would love that. Yeah. Open 24/7, right?
That's some are, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially around here.
Yeah.
They don't let me in a lot of the ones around here.
You have a reputation?
Well, I try to, sometimes I get a little tired, you know, around like 5 a.m. and I try to fall asleep.
That makes sense.
They get pissed off. Hey, buddy! Hey! Yeah, you want to throw down? Put him up! Put him up! Didn't work.
It's really hard.
Yeah. You know, because I don't want to fight somebody that doesn't want to be in a fight because I feel bad.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you could probably go to jail.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, I didn't kill anybody.
Right.
I didn't kill anybody.
Right.
I didn't kill anybody.
I'm not insinuating that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm fucking scared.
What's your first laundry memory?
First laundry memory. Oh, wow. I had laundry in my apartment complex in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember doing it for the first time because I just moved out of my house in Oklahoma. My mom did all my laundry for
Boomer
me.
Sooner.
Boomer Sooner. Right. Right. And I remember feeling really accomplished that I did my laundry. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, to me, doing laundry for the first time made me feel like, oh, I could survive.
Yeah.
I'm not a kid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really, like, clicked. Like, yeah, I'm going to be all right.
See, that's the feeling. That's the rush I like. I mean, there's the rush of performing on stage. There's the rush of just really fucking punching some idiot in the face. But then there's also the other rush of, like, I am in control of my life. I am washing my clothes. I'm getting the blood out. And, you know, I am a master of my own domain.
It's such an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
When you dry the clothes and you put it in the bin,
Chef's kiss.
Damn. Yeah, and it, you are, you've done it.
So you why know? Have you given that up?
You know, maybe that's what's missing in my life. Mm-hmm. Because I don't feel a sense of accomplishment anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
You've kind of done it all. Checked off all the boxes.
Maybe, I don't know about, I mean, I feel like I'd be less stressed out if I did my own laundry. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, you know what? At least I did my laundry. I don't have that anymore. You know?
Well,
me, I could be like, whatever happens tonight, I'd be like, well, you know what? At least I did this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, in the middle of Times Square.
Mm-hmm. Hey, buddy. Hey, you want to go? Do you want to go? Come on. Come on.
Oh,
come on.
Oh,
let's go. Let's go.
Get his ass.
Oh, now you're running.
Now he's running.
Now you're running. Okay.
He
didn't really react until I started shoving him.
I'm really surprised. I've never seen somebody get shoved and then they run away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a 13-year-old kid there. Looks like he's out a little too late. Maybe you should teach him how New York is.
Teach him how New York is?
Yeah.
Hey, kid. How about you come over here? Me and my buddy are going to beat your ass.
Yeah?
Come on. Come over here. We're like a...
Hey, little boy.
Hey, little boy, come on.
Come here. Well, he's walking away.
He did not take me seriously at all. You know what? I'm not like a threatening guy.
I think you seem pretty threatening to that kid. You really started speed walking away.
Right.
Yeah. What the fuck is he doing out? I guess his parents were
trying to get
over
some
there.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta love the McDonald's. They hate when I stay in there.
Yeah.
I'll just kind of set up camp for a while.
What's your favorite place to spend the night that you're not supposed to spend the night in?
No, obviously the laundromat.
Right.
Nice.
Yes. Exclude that.
Yeah. You know, people. There are apartments in Times Square, and a lot of them go unfilled. So, you know, if I can spend the night in a empty apartment, sure, I don't own it, but, you know, that's a nice thing. It's like, I have a home tonight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they're catching on.
Big time.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever slept outside?
I'd sleep outside.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Every night, yeah. I mean, some nights I try to, you know, get in, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm sleeping on a bench or, you know, on the big red stairs by the tickets booth and stuff,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, buddy.
Fucking stuff that thing up your fucking ass.
Oh, look at you, big tough guy.
Oh, that's that guy's dad.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's your problem? What, your son's a little wimp? Didn't want to throw down? Yeah, you walk.
Right.
We're going to find somebody. 3 a.m. is tough. It's really the 4 a.m.ers that...
4 a.m.ers that really want to throw down.
And then the 5 a.m.ers, like, that's, you know... And I hope you could stay till 5.
Yeah.
6. You know, however long this needs to take.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm only drinking coffee from now on.
Okay.
Yeah. No booze for me.
Good, good. Yeah. You need to get that calf rush.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I can stay up with you, buddy, till 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
And we're going to get into a fight.
Yeah. Here, you know what? I'm going to take a 5-hour energy right now.
Right.
Whew. Okay. Tastes like poison, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know you have an extra one for me, or is that... You just have the one in your
there's
pocket.
There's some residual, if you want to kind of get the... What's kind of floating around.
Yeah, I'll take some.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah. It's got a little oomph to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But,
I kind of like the taste.
Yeah. It tastes like poison.
It tastes like
poison,
right.
You know, to each his own.
Has anyone ever died from taking too
many of those? I didn't kill
anybody.
Oh, from the 5-hour
energy.
Has
anyone ever died? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. I feel like the, I don't know. I'm not really sure who puts out 5-hour energy. As I look, I don't see any labels or nutritional facts.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I assume if you drink two, I think that gives somebody a heart attack. But
well, Let's roll the dice.
All right, let's go to the nearest bodega.
Yeah.
I'll drink two.
Mm-hmm. I'll drink a couple.
Oh, you'll drink a couple?
I'll drink a couple.
All right.
And maybe it'll help speed this process along. I'll hulk out a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
You think we'll hulk out?
I'd like to think I'm not going to physically transform or anything, yeah. But I might get like, you know, the rage eyes and
right.
Just puff out my chest a little bit more. And,
right.
Yeah. How is living in Chicago compared to living in New York, the laundry life? Because Chicago, I guess, is maybe associated with sort of like roughing it a little bit. You're trying to come up in comedy.
Yeah.
In New York, you're killing it.
Well, in New York, it's different. It seems like everybody is established in their own mm-hmm. way, and they're all taking their, you know, different angles. I don't know. Chicago is like you're still figuring yourself out.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the laundromats.
But the laundromat, you're still trying to figure yourself out as like a person who does laundry.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah.
My picture of a Chicago laundromat is just, you know, like the Bill Scorsese super fans, you know, and they're all like, there's like a football game on, yes. You know, they're all just folding clothes and stuff.
There's TVs in the laundromat. There's arcade machines,
mm-hmm.
which are great. Like you try to clean your clothes where they got a Mrs. Pac-Man.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Have you been to the one in Greenpoint?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's great. It's a laundromat in the front, and then it's a pinball arcade in the back.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And to get to the pinball arcade, you have to literally walk through a washing machine, or what looks like a washing machine.
I love that.
Yeah. Maybe wow. We could walk there.
You think we could walk there from Times Square to Greenpoint?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be a trip.
Especially if we have like 3 5-hour energies in us.
That's true. That's true. All right. Here, this place looks like it has it. Hello. How's it going? Here we go. I'll just get eight.
Get eight? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you cool. can, you know, you don't have to drink half of them.
No. Yeah, you have Venmo? Can I Venmo you?
This is my treat.
Oh, thank you.
You're coming on my show.
Great. Appreciate it. That yeah. is very sweet.
I'm going to steal them, though. Great. Bye. Bye. Sorry. What are you going to do? You want to go? Do you want to go?
Kick his ass.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He has a gun.
It's happening. It's
yeah,
happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch this. Oh, shit. I didn't get the gun. Okay. Okay. You know what? Not today. Because you're fighting dirty.
Yeah.
You're fighting dirty. You have a gun.
Yeah, man. Be cool. Be cool, man.
I've had a gun before, too. Didn't kill anybody, though.
Right. All right. That's... So we didn't get them.
Well.
Did we? Did we?
We could. Yeah, we got them.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah.
I feel like I should make a toast.
Yes.
To anarchy.
Anarchy.
To blood running in the streets.
At the end of the night, boy, you and I are going to walk on water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to do all of them at once.
All right. Well, I got to follow.
All right. So all you right. want to split these?
4-4?
4-4.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
Here goes nothing.
Here goes the first one.
Fuck.
Whew.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck.
Oh, Jesus. I have muscles.
Yeah.
God damn.
I've got a cocaine burn
oh,
from this.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here's another one.
We're doing another one? Ah.
All right. Number three.
Number three? Okay, give me a second.
Nope. You got to do it.
All right.
Mm. Four.
All right, my heart.
Yeah, four.
My heart. Are you going to do four?
Yeah.
All right.
This is
I don't know what...
Drink it.
All right, fine.
God. Ah! New York City! Who wants to fight me? Who wants to fight Brett Davis?
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
You! It's happening!
He's trying to run. He's trying to run. No, no, no. We're fighting.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Ah! Boom.
Ah! Ah!
Damn.
Ah!
Wait. Are you okay, buddy?
Oh, shit.
You okay? Come on. Wake up.
Hey, dude. We were just playing around.
Wake up, buddy.
We were just joking. Brett,
I didn't kill anybody. I didn't kill anybody.
Brett, what did you do?
I didn't kill anybody. Come on. Wake up.
Brett, wake him up.
Wake up.
Brett, he's not waking up.
Oh, shit.
This is a bad idea. Why do we do this?
We gotta go back to LOL. You ever see Weekend at Bernie's?
Have I?
Yeah.
I think we're about to live it.
Yeah. All right. All right. Go get one of those... I guess it's 2018. Why do they still sell these glasses? Okay, get one of the 2018 glasses from that shop, and I'm just going to set them up like my old buddy.
All right, thank you. All right.
My old buddy.
Hey, you know what would be a good idea?
Yeah.
If he did a set.
Damn. That's not a bad idea.
Right.
Unfortunately, LOL closes at 3.
God damn it.
But Caroline's is still open. This is where you use your fucking sway.
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right.
Caroline's it is.
Sergey, you're about to be a star. Yeah. All right. Let's carry him over.
All right, let's go.
So, what's your... What's your turge?
I'm still, like, very uncomfortable.
What's your turge?
What's my turge?
If we're not addressing what makes you uncomfortable because we're just three friends... Hanging out. On Monday night.
I'm a little worried. Wait.
Don't worry about anything. What's your turge?
I don't even know what you mean by turge.
Detergent.
Oh. Tide.
Whatever. I know you don't use the drop off.
I don't. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I couldn't think of one.
Here's a
Irish Springs. Is that a
Hey, we're comics. We're gonna go in and
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, cool. Is it cool if my buddy
Sergey?
Sergey, he works for
well, we're
Hasan Minhaj's show.
Yeah, we're in a troupe.
Yeah.
He's SNL, I'm Podcast for Laundry.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Sergey's Hasan.
He's at the the Hasan Minhaj show.
The opposition.
No.
Full.
The Patriot Act.
The Patriot. He's on Patriot
he's
Act.
He's on Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
On Netflix.com. All right. Cool.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sweet. So, all right. So that's 20 minutes.
Cool. We could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
where's the green room? Is that? Yeah. I've been
kitchen.
Here before. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Come on, Sergey. Let's
penis. Just like the biggest
wow, he's
you
a,
can imagine.
Yeah, he's here.
I really think of them now like as a
cool.
Like
here's
a unicorn,
here's the idea.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Amy Schumer's doing a set right now.
Yeah, I love Amy Schumer.
Oh, she's so funny.
So funny.
So like funny. Unicorn. Why don't we just? We're probably gonna get in trouble because he's a dead guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying we just leave him in the green room. Let's get the hell out of here.
But you don't. I mean, I don't get a lot of chances to perform on the stage with Caroline's.
I hear you. Well, I'm saying we could do the set.
Okay.
But we leave him here.
And then he's Damon Wayans Jr.'s problem.
Exactly.
All right.
Right. Amy Schumer is featuring for Damon Wayans Jr.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He's a real rising star.
Yeah. Right.
And you know, people aren't talking about Amy the way they used to. Yeah. Everything else is good, though.
My favorite movie is Snatched with Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn. I love it. It's a fucking romp.
You know what I like? Taxi.
Taxi.
With Jay Fallon, Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
It's my favorite movie.
That movie has Jimmy Fallon opening, doing an accent.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't want to do it. But he says PlayStation 2. And I remember as a kid thinking that was so funny.
Yeah. Because you play a PlayStation 2.
I play PlayStation 2.
That's when he has the mustache on and stuff.
Yes, yeah. He does I don't know what voice he's doing, but Hey, we've all been there.
Should we kind of do one of those on stage? Because I feel like Sergey, people are going to be like, this guy's maybe Eastern European or something.
European.
Yeah.
I say, right, we could do the, yeah.
Who's got better ventriloquism skills? I will say I've been in this situation before.
Yeah.
I've operated a dead person pretending that they're a living person.
Yeah.
And spoken for them.
I could... I don't know if my skills are that great, but mm-hmm. I could have him talk like Chris Rock.
Hi, could I get a Long Island iced tea?
And, yeah, and I'll do a vodka soda.
Yeah, you said you weren't drinking anymore, but...
Oh, actually, can I do... I'll make that a coffee soda. Yeah.
Because we're having a late night tonight. Yes. Yeah. Could I get a 5-hour energy dipped in mine? Thank you. All right. Sort of like a Jaeger Mums.
Yeah.
We'll see what they do.
Yeah, the 5-hour energies have kind of worn off now, huh?
Well, I think it was the thrill of killing a guy.
Right.
Kind of canceled out the...
Yeah. Also, I've been keeping this a secret. My heart don't feel that good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like the beating... It's like when you watch like a propeller start and it's like, now I see like the little propeller wings and then it just becomes like a blur.
Right.
It feels like that's what my heart's doing.
And that's what, yeah.
But also this is my first time performing at Caroline's.
Yeah. It's probably just nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's what it is. That's right. What it is. Cause this guy, I don't know, look, he's got like 40, well, had 40 bucks in his wallet, you know?
Right.
Like, this guy's not, you know, not going to be missed.
No one's going to miss his ass, mm-hmm. you know?
He went to Times Square, and he should have learned something from those 70s
movies. Him getting killed is the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah.
Because now, look, he's doing Caroline's now.
That's right. It's a big, again, for those listening that aren't in the world of comedy, Caroline's pretty exclusive club. It's not the Cellar.
It's not. Yeah.
But the night is still young. Yeah. We could head downtown.
We could.
If this goes well.
We still got to go to that laundromat at Greenpoint.
That's right. Well, that's the only way.
Great.
I hope the Cellar stays open past 4 a.m.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get those drop-ins. How on earth is Chappelle doing a 5-hour set if you're not staying open past expected times? So what's our set going to be? We got this guy. Sort of like... Do people remember Yakov?
Oh, yeah. How could they not?
Okay. So we couldn't use those jokes.
Yakov, I remember going to Branson and seeing a billboard of him holding a bomb saying, warning, you're about to enter an explosion of laughter.
That's good. Yeah.
And it had like a, it was a really cool billboard.
Come to Branson in Missouri. You can call me on my dime. 1-800, what a country. It's the Yakov ticket line. We got some jugglers, some Russian dancers, but no worry, there's no mime. Tell your mommy I'm no commie. See my show, it's really fine. Come to Branson in Missouri. Bring your kids, your dad and mom. All details are on my website, yikov.com. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. So what you guys didn't see is Brett just interrupted Amy Schumer's set and just did the Yakov Smirnoff theme song and just brought the house down.
Yeah.
Now Amy's crying because she can't follow that. But you know what did well? I Feel Pretty. I thought, what?
Yeah.
You know? I think people really responded to that.
Who was the one with Hater?
That was Trainwreck.
Trainwreck
was great.
John Cena.
One of my. It's so funny. Everybody, give a big round of applause for Mark
Norman, everybody. Come on. All right. We're next. This is kind of crazy. We didn't talk at all.
Well, you already had a hot one, so you should feel a little bit better.
Yeah. But I feel like that's my go-to.
Yeah.
When the laundry and stuff doesn't work, I just pull out the Yakov song.
Great.
Now I don't have that as a fallback. I guess I've got some of my laundry and stuff, but I really don't want to waste that on Sergey. You know, I kind of want that to live on its own island.
Right.
I do have literally hundreds of songs about doing laundry.
I'd say let's rely on that.
I'm just a little worried because it's like...
Are any of them parody songs by any chance?
You know, I'd say all of them are parody songs.
Oh, great.
Which,
you know, I don't want to bring this up because it's like, might be weird, but your coworker Keenan is made an enemy of me.
Oh, I know exactly what you're about to say. And Melissa.
Oh, Melissa's been an enemy, but for different reasons. But, and also Ric Flair, weirdly. But I am the master of the laundry novelty song, yeah. Whether they're parody or original. I will say it's a great song. But the Tide Corporation.
I think my friend, one of my friends wrote that song.
What is his name or her name?
Hey, he's a good friend of mine. I don't want to.
What is his name or her name?
I'll tell you after the podcast because I know you're going to. I'm afraid this is going to end where you're going to ask me where he lives.
Where does he live?
See, I'm not. You know.
I'm just saying, Tide, I've been sending CDRs of these songs that I record. Mm-hmm. Do on the podcast for laundry all the time. I've been sending them CD after CD after CD. They know I'm the guy to turn to. And then your friend, who, look, I don't know who he is, but he sounds like a dumbass.
You talk about, oh, yeah, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. And these Shady, Keenan, Melissa, and Rick.
You could, I don't give a
Peyton.
Damn about Peyton or Ric Flair. Like, mm-hmm. You could take those guys out.
Oh, I can.
But
Ric Flair, too, especially. Like, he thinks he's a tough guy, but he's real old.
Oh, he's old. You could take him.
Yeah.
I just saw you killed the guy. You could definitely take Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Keenan is a national treasure, though. He's a grade-A stick man.
Well, how good of a fighter is he, though?
I wouldn't cross him.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if he doesn't cross me, then we're going to be fine. But, you know, it's going to be weird.
Yeah?
If he ever wants to come on the podcast for laundry, I might have to say no.
You'd be missing out. He's a god among men.
Well, he shouldn't have taken my thing. This is my thing. Sure, my songs aren't also about football.
They gave him probably $2 million.
I could have used that $2 million. I'm homeless. I fight people in the streets for just the excitement. My only highlight of my day is doing laundry. I could have used $2 million. Mm-hmm. It would have helped people.
You would have helped people with those $2 million?
Yeah. I would have helped people by reinvesting into the podcast for laundry, mm-hmm. and doing it every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make the world a better place?
I mean, people will be cleaner. And everyone in the world does laundry.
Except for me.
Except for you. Well, someone's doing your laundry. All right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Here we go.
All right.
Hey.
How's it going, everybody? We are the Misfits.
How's it going, New York?
What are we doing?
I am Brett.
Steven.
Sergio.
And we are so happy to be here. Where are you guys from?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I'll make sure not to do any political jokes.
Yeah, because it's a red state.
Red state people in the house.
Hey, how about you, buddy? Where are you from? Boomer Sooner.
Oh, cool, yeah. That's where I'm from.
Yeah. That's neat.
Yeah. Yo, fist bump me if you voted for John McCain. All right.
That's not good political.
Are you right?
How about you, sir?
I'm from Moscow.
Oh, cool. But Sergey's actually from Moscow.
Yeah. And Sergey, you had a pretty messed up childhood, right? Like, you're... Like, you had, like, a bunch of, like, weird uncles?
I was ballist.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
You kind of had, like, a Mystic River situation, right?
I was ballist.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, the good thing is comedy is therapy. So
right.
It's nice that you can get it out there.
Right.
I feel pain.
Still.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you ever feel like it's... You know, has the pendulum swung? Are you now a molester?
Duh.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. Well, we'll go on some.
I molest myself.
Yeah.
Good.
Great.
It's a good. It's important to keep that stuff in and not hurt other people.
Right. Oh.
That's kind of ironic.
Move over the Great Depression.
Yeah, so we would like a suggestion of anything at all.
Today's.
I heard breasts.
Breasts, great.
Okay.
All right, breasts, breasts.
We're going to stay in this line, though, because we love each other.
Right.
Hey, I have big breasts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd love to see those breasts of yours.
Right, yeah. And it was really hard growing up. You had like a really weird childhood having those big breasts, right?
I was molested.
Right, right. Uh-huh. Great. Yeah.
This is going well.
I think it's going. I don't know, man. If you could maybe, I mean, sing that Yakov Smirnoff song again, that'd be just as a fallback.
Yeah, yeah. Sergey, you're from Moscow? You know who else is from Moscow? Mr. Yakov Smirnoff.
Hey.
Yeah.
Now, Yakov couldn't be here, but if he was, it'd probably sound a little something like this.
Come to Branson in Missouri. You can call me on my dime. 1-800-WHAT-A-COUNTRY. It's the Yakov ticket line. I'm a comic. Came from Moscow. Being Russian's not a crime.
Yeah.
Tell your mommy I'm no commie. See my show. It's really fun. 1-800-WHAT-A-COUNTRY. Bring your kids, your dad and mom. All details on my website.
YAKOV.com.
You guys have a great night.
Thank you. We're the Misfits.
Misfits.
Wow.
Ooh. You know, you normally don't kill your first night.
Yeah, but that actually went well. I think we stumbled a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I made a choice that we were an improv group, and I don't know if that was the right choice.
We left our buddy on stage, by the way.
Hey, that's Damon's problem.
That's Damon's problem. Follow that.
Yeah. Let's head to Sunshine in Greenpoint.
Let's do it.
And play some pinball.
I'm down.
All right. Well, sorry, listeners. You're not going to be part of this fun.
This is a solo thing for us.
Yeah. But thank you for listening. And just like and subscribe to the show. You got any plugs?
Just follow me like on Twitter. Steezus Christ with 3 E's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I guess Eddie Murphy's hosting.
Right, right. Well, I'm not gonna let the place I work define me.
Mm. You should go. Honestly, the magic we had with Sergey.
Now I know that I have a fallback plan.
Yeah.
If I get fired.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We
have this thing going.
I don't know. You could use it. Use it in the room.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and keep cleaning.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.